Yeah, I will. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board to order. Khadija, would you start the recording? This meeting will be recorded. With me today are from the board are Deb McCarty, Mac Williams here in person. On the Zoom are Abby Pazewski and Tony Ewing. So all five board members are present. We have a pretty straightforward agenda today. I want to start off with a review of the minutes of our November 12th, 2025 board meeting. Those minutes have been previously distributed to the members of the board. Are there any additions or corrections anyone would like to make to the minutes? Hearing none, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll move to accept the minutes as presented.
Okay,
I'll second.
okay. Tony moves and Deb seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please. Indicate by saying aye or raising your hand. Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Thank you. The primary matter for us to address today is the award of a contract for our hearing officer for the upcoming year beginning on January 1. Just to review, the board's contract for a hearing officer expired on December 1st, 2025. On June 11th, 2025, the board voted to authorize the board chair and board counsel to take all steps necessary and appropriate under city procedures to get a board contract in place for a hearing officer in advance of anticipated 2026 rate proceedings. A request for proposal for a hearing officer was posted to the eContract Philly website on October 28th, 2025, and it remained open until December 1st, 2025. The board received timely responses, which were circulated to all board members. I asked board members for a volunteer to review and discuss the proposals with me. One board member, Ms. McCarty, volunteered. And I met separately with her so that no more than two board members met in this process. Deb and I came up, developed a recommendation on a proposal that I shared individually, our recommendation individually with each of the other board members. I believe that each of the board members has reviewed all of the proposals that were submitted. Let me ask from what you've reviewed whether any board members object to making an award to an applicant at this time. Are there any objections to going forward? Hearing none, I would like
Excuse
to
me,
invite.
if I may, just for one second, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to note that we've seemed to have lost Abby.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, she's back. Thank you. Thank you, Abby. Welcome back. Thought we lost you there for a minute. I intend to proceed at this time to request a motion authorizing me to work with board counsel and to do the following: to post notice of intent on the eContract Philly website to award the contract to Catherine G. Sophie, Sophy. Then to work with board counsel to negotiate an acceptable contract within the board's budget and execute a contract. Or if we cannot come to acceptable terms, to restart the contract procurement process and, if necessary, make a temporary award and execute a temporary agreement in the meantime. Can I ask for such a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Deb. Is there a second? Second by Mac. Is there any discussion? Case, I don't know if all the members who are present today are familiar with Ms. Sophie. She is a longstanding, more than 30 years of experience with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission.
Recording in progress.
Okay, thank you. She most recently served as the director of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission Office of Special Assistance, whose job it is to prepare and write orders on behalf of the Public Utility Commission. In any case, no further discussion had by Esberg. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and ask for a vote on the motion to post a notice of intent to award the contract to Catherine Sophie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes 5-0. And I will ask our counsel to notify Ms. Sophie and to begin the discussions with her regarding development of a contract. We'll attempt to get that contract in place as soon as possible, and the notice will be based on the contract Philly website.
Thank you all. I'll just a quick comment. Thank you for the work putting into that. It was good to see multiple applicants. It was good to see, very appropriate backgrounds. And I think Ms. Sophie, as you indicated, appears exceptionally qualified to fulfill this very important role going forward. And I know it takes a lot to get through this process, and we're not quite done yet, so I'll knock on wood. But thank you very much for the effort so far, and look forward to finishing up strong.
Thank you, Tony. Any further comments from the board on this matter? Case, we will turn to the next matter on the agenda, which is an update, if we can get one from Mr. Desant, on the schedule of the upcoming TAP-R rate proceeding.
Sonny, I've talked to my client, the water department, about the timing for TAP-R, and we're of the belief that we need to file with December data. In other words, with data supporting the filing through December 2025. We believe we can do that with a February filing. And so we're looking at mid-February as a reasonable target date so that we can proceed with this filing. And the way we've estimated the various steps along the way, we can still conclude by before the end of June. With that in mind, I thought that was a reasonable plan, and we're not rushing the process in terms of its conclusion if you need more time because of a new hearing officer and the like. But I have a feeling if this is like prior proceedings with the public advocate, we'll be able to air our differences, find a middle ground if one is to be found, and still arrive at the finish line by roughly June 17th, thereabouts, assuming we file on February 17th. And so that's where we are. We're just trying to make a reasonable starting point, because if you're treating the filing as sort of the ceiling for our ask or request for reconciliation, we'd like to start with December data, and then we can update along the way, because Rob usually asks for an update through discovery. And then we can find enough data points for either the hearing officer to find a decision that's reasonable, or for us to agree to some middle ground so that we fulfill the objectives of the reconciliation process. I'll stop there.
Before I ask the board members to respond to that, Rob, do you have any comments regarding the schedule?
We're ready to we're ready to get to work. We have to base our plans on the filing. So I understand the department is confident that this process can all happen as they've laid it out, as Mr. Desant laid it out. I hope that's correct. We don't have the ability to sort of project what the case is going to look like. But if it is sort of a standard reconciliation with no bells and whistles, we've done this enough times now to where I'm optimistic we can conclude, as Mr. Desant says as well, in June.
Any board members have any questions or Well, it sounds like if there's a mid-February, and that's the advance notice in
Correct.
mid-February.
Yes.
So the final notice would be mid-March. And if we did have to use 120 days, that would take us to mid-July. And that would be the required date. I'm sorry, Abby, did you have a question or?
No, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry I was a little bit late.
Sorry. Okay. No, so I wouldn't, at least I personally wouldn't hold you to your June, mid-June final. I mean, we could certainly work toward that, but recognizing that we have a new hearing officer and we want to give, hopefully have a new hearing officer, and we want to give her enough time to familiarize herself with the issues. My guess is there'll be a lot going on in Philadelphia in the first week of July and 2026, but
That's true.
so might not be a bad idea to be done by then, but
Well, I'll note that she indicated.
And she has terrific experience in this field, but so let's give it a shot, and I think we'll expect then the advance notice by mid-February,
Yes.
February being a short month.
I might mention that it usually was standalone TAPR proceedings. In other words, there's not a rate case going on at the same time. It's an orderly process, and we usually can meet the deadlines that, not the timeline that I set forth in sort of sketching out, here's what I think the hearing officer will tell us based upon our regs, and start to finish, we should be done in June.
Well, of course, it's up to the hearing officer to actually have to set the schedule.
Exactly.
So we look forward, I'm sure we'll all work toward getting a reasonable schedule in place. Were there any other questions or comments about the schedule for the upcoming hearings?
I guess the only, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The only thing I would say is I would urge you to try to really make that.
Yes, and even with Marcy not present, we understand our marching orders are to try to find a resolution also. She's beat that into us.
Oh, by the way, I guess in terms of the location of the hearings, we also need to work. You'll need to work with the hearing officer whether those should be in person, virtual, or hybrid. Yeah, hybrid. What the best approach would be. Clearly, in the past, we haven't had lengthy hearings in the TAPR, but it will be up to the hearing officer and the participants initially to come up with the best method of ensuring that there's reasonable opportunity for participation by the public at the same time, recognizing it's a limited proceeding. Figure out what's the best way to do that. Personally, find that this room is pretty good. Andre, I'm sure you have a lot of experience in this room with the Gas Commission, and probably you do as well, Rob. But the room does seem to work pretty well logistically, and it does have some seats. Many
It's
members of the
a
public didn't want
good
to attend.
venue. It's a good venue. We'll need to lock it in early to make
Yeah,
sure there are no conflicts.
that's right. Okay. Next on the agenda is other board business. I have one matter, which is I just wanted to make it clear when our upcoming meetings are scheduled, and we need to have those advertised. So, looking at my calendar, I would propose, or I'll ask for a motion then, to have our subsequent hearings again on the second Wednesday each month at 3 p.m. And those dates are January 14, February 11, March 11, April 11, May 13, and June 10. It will take us fiscal year, I guess, at least. And then we will, of course, appropriate schedule additional meetings necessary to for the board to resolve matters and issue a final order in the APR proceeding. But we will make those additional schedule them later date when we have a better sense of what time we're going to need to. I'll ask you, Khadija and Ryan, to make sure that those and again, that would be purposes of those meetings, they would be here and on Zoom on a hybrid basis. Are there any other matters for that other board members wish to bring our attention today? Okay. Other matters, either the department or the public advocate have anything?
I'd love to see the resume of Miss Sophie, but I thought it might be presumptuous or too early. But whenever it's available and you feel comfortable in sharing it, I'm sure Rob would like to see it also. I don't know her.
From my end, I just wanted to share, we we're finalizing the contract that was sent over, had one small hiccup just on the email addresses, but we should have our contract in place from our end, at least very shortly.
Okay, I think
Andre, we can't share.
But you can look her up. She was appointed. There's a press release that the PUC put out and when they appointed her as the director of the Office of Special Assistance. I think it was a few years ago. But pretty well known at the commission, I can assure you. But it's Catherine, Khryn, Sophie, Sophy. He was with the Office of Special Assistance and with the PUC Law Bureau for more than 30 years.
Okay, we'll find it. Thank you.
Are there any members of the public that are on the call that have any questions or would like to make a statement at this time? Raise your, if you do, raise your virtual hand and call on you. Seeing none, are there any other matters brought before the board at this time? Okay, so I'll ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second, okay, moved by Abby, seconded by Mac, and I want to wish everyone a very joyous and healthy holiday season. And we'll see you again in January.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Everyone.
Happy holidays.
Take my vote. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
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 Oh,
aye.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And good day.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.